right, we're getting to the conversation. We're going to Ogoniland, by the way, for those of you who are not here the hour before the 7 o'clock mark. I told you that I'll have Dr. Fred Parkall join me in the studio. He's a stakeholder from Ogoni. We're talking about the resumption of oil exploration activities in OML 11. Royal Dutch Shell lost the right to operate the oil mining license 11 in Nigeria after a court ruled to award the license to NNPC. That was August 23, 2019. And this was what Mele Kyari said. NNPC spokesperson Garuba Dean Mohammed quoted Mele Kyari, the group's managing director, saying that the ruling has paved the way for the NPDC, a subsidiary of NNPC, to lead a formidable OML 11 team towards bolstering productivity in a responsible, efficient, environmentally friendly and sustainable manner. He also said, in light of their inability, that is Shell, to work on the Ogoni region of the block for over 30 years and the new beginning the judgment presents, further legal action by Shell will not only be futile, it will be depriving Nigerians of an opportunity to make meaningful gains from OML 11 when the nation needs all the revenue it can get to move Nigeria forward. So last week we had some stakeholders from Ogoniland visit Governor Esomweke at the government house to discuss the matter of the federal government's planned resumption of oil production in OML 11 in Ogoniland. It hasn't gone down well with some Ogoni stakeholders. One of them, Celestine Akpobari, he spoke to our correspondent, and these are his words.
This is a decision for those that went there. You can speak for them. Well, I was invited to the government house for that meeting, but I did not attend. Two things are wrong about that. One, the Ogonis that gathered there are the leaders that the young people look up to lead them. We have senators that were chairmen of committee in the National Assembly that had to do upstream and downstream. That is an expert, world class, that can discuss that much more than we can. Why didn't they lead? Then secondly, Governor Wike has told the world separately that he has bought OML 11. And you are telling the same person, an interested party, to go and lead you to even discuss on same OML 11. In that sense, he is not qualified to even be at the meeting because he's an interested party.
All right, that's Celestine Akpobari, Ogoni environmentalist, speaking there. Dr. Fred Parkall is with me in the studio. Good morning, sir. Thank you for your time.
Good morning, my sister.
First things first, has the governor said anything about owning OML 11 or having any interest in that oil block? For the mine license, yeah.
Thank you very much, my sister. I'm here to put the record straight.
All right.
I want to recall that what we call the Niger Delta problem today was yesterday an Ogoni problem. Because the Ogonis came together and asked for the control of the oil in our area in terms of exploration. We noticed that SPDC, or Shell as you may call them, have not performed at all. We've gone through a lot of hazards. We have lost a generation of our leaders. Prominent among them are Ken Saro-Wuwa, Badi, Kobani, and others. You're going to 13. And when you talk about oil and Ogoni land, it is a very sensitive issue.
Yeah.
So we don't just jump into it, or we don't talk about it with any ethnic correlation or with any political bias. That is why when some of our brothers came to the radio to speak negatively and pour vituperations on the governor, I consider it of utmost importance that we make the facts very clear. Recall that Shell has not performed in Ogoni land, and the people of Ijama, they had a very big spill that devastated the land for so long in the early 70s, and they took SPDC to court. And when they took SPDC to court, the court granted the request. And when they granted, Shell didn't oblige, and their properties were sold, which include the OML 11. And the River State government bid for it and got the interest of SPDC in OML 11. So that is the position.
Yeah, but there's a document. I remember we had that in the news at that time in December. No, that was September 2019. Rivers State acquires 45% stake in Shell OML 11. Can you explain that to us? Because I know that at that time there was also that controversy and people didn't quite understand.
Yes, Shell was supposed to pay their Jamaa people and they did not. And the court ordered that their interest be sold, and the interest was sold to River State government, not to Governor Nyesom Wike, but the government of River State. And that is the position.
Okay. So right now, River State owns 45% of that OML 11.
Yes, we own 45% of the interest in OML 11.
Okay. So this matter that, you know, we're talking about right now, Celestin Apobari, one of them, who don't understand what happened last week with at the meeting, saying that why should the governor represent that, you know, lead the stakeholders who are going to talk to the federal government about the resumption of oil exploration. Do you think he shouldn't have any concerns? That really there's no concern to be raised there.
Thank you very much. Just some few weeks ago, some stakeholders in Ogoni were invited to the presidency and they met with the president. And when they met with the president, on their coming back, they also demanded to meet with the governor of the state. I want us to differentiate between Governor Nyesom Wike as a person and as the governor of River State. The governor of this state owes to us what we call the duty of care, and we must recognize that position.
Okay.
Governor Nyesom Wike is the governor of this state, and he accounts for security and peace of this state, and he has done very, very well. So when the stakeholders came together, and I will give you just a little brief of some of the people that came to meet with the governor, to talk with him. We had, in the midst of those that came, the serving members of the National Assembly. We have four senators, all from Ogoni, and the present serving senator. We had in our midst that day four professors who have been vice chancellors of universities. We also have all serving members of the River State House of Assembly. We also had the four local government chairmen that make up the Ogoni land, all serving commissioners, the president of Mosop and Kagote and Bukabare. These are all key and critical stakeholders that can speak on behalf of the Ogoni people. But they recognize that we cannot do it in a void environment. We must have to relate with the government. We must have to consult widely. And they went to the governor and told the governor that we appreciate all your efforts, what you are doing for the state, what you are doing in the state, and what you are doing for the Ogoni people. And said, since this is your own state, Ogoni is not a state on its own. Ogoni cannot be isolated. We who are elected, we who are appointed, and we who are holding positions of trust, we discuss with you and say that you should come and join us to be able to consult. The idea is not that the governor should come and drive it all alone. In fact, when I listen to speeches that came, that carry political correlation, Celestin Akpobar, you mentioned, is the APC chairman in Kana. Victor Jadon, that also spoke, was also a national chairman of the APC.
How does that come in?
No, that is the position he's holding. So I want to tell you, because when they met in Abuja, you see, this thing they are doing, they are playing some sort of party bias.
No.
Please, let me explain what I mean.
Okay.
Because they are talking from one side of the mind, mentioning some other thing. They were in Abuja to meet with the president. Victor Jadon was there, Ojin Gofa was there, and Celestin Akpobare. They are all APC chieftains. They went to Abuja. But when it's time to come to River State, yes, we talk with the president. We also come home and talk with the governor here, who will drive this process. Now, if I ask, there are sons and daughters of Ogoni who are very competent. But who will bear the card? Everybody who, at what point? Some people, NGOs will just come out and say, okay, they are driving the process. Or people will come otherwise. But the serving senator was there. The member house of reps, Representative Ogoni, is there. All other people that hold position of trust. And they came together and felt that if the governor calls a meeting of the Ogoni people, everybody of every divide will come and they will participate. If somebody of the PDP calls, it will become like a PDP thing. If an APC person in that direction, but Governor Wike is the governor of all the parties and of everybody in River State. And I think he has the right, he has the reach out, he has the capacity and the impetus, the animal bonus to be able to drive this process. What we are saying, join us and come as a feast. He has negotiated a lot of things outside this state. And he's doing credibly very well. And we know that he's been on our side. Will give us strength to be able to get the process done.
You mentioned Ogoni people from every divide. Are you insinuating that there is division among the Ogoni people?
What I mean, all strata, there are traditional rulers, there are the political class, there are religious leaders, there are also the youth. That is the divide I'm talking about.
Okay, so before now, someone would ask, have the Ogonis been unable to push for something at the federal level or at any level? Is it that they've tried before, they failed, and at this time they thought, oh, let's have our governor do this for us or with us?
Yes, let me tell you, this process, we have lost a lot of persons. You can't do the same thing the same way and you expect a different result. For the extent we have started, I said this we call today and a Niger Delta problem or yesterday and Ogoni problem. Mm-hmm. What have we achieved? So we have to change the methodology. The idea to have a control of the resources in our area is good, but we must have to lobby people, who we'll reach out to people. We cannot just do it all alone.
You think the Ogonis cannot achieve this alone?
We cannot achieve it alone. Why are we talking to the federal government? Why are we talking to the state government? We talk to the federal government, we talk to the state government, we talk to the local government, and talk to every individual and carry everybody along. So we need somebody who acts like a catalyst and bring everybody together. That is what we are saying, and that is our take.
All right, so somebody would ask, in the past, how much of interest or commitment or intervention has the governor put in matters that concern Ogoni land?
The governor of the state is a pro-Ogoni person, and I can say without any fear of contradiction.
Okay.
On the 15th of May, why did the Ogoni people from every fair of life came together and gave him a title called Mene Kualenu One of Ogoni Land, a king that does good things for the people? The governor of the state had been very useful to us. He has done a lot of things, and everybody gave him that title. There was no dissenting voice. So he's somebody Ogonis appreciate. Look at the road that runs from Sakwan down to Bori, and now from Bori to Kono. Every government has been talking about that road, and that is only the access to Ogoni area. And that the governor has done. If you go to Bori in the night, I see the street lights and what is happening, you'll be very surprised. Go to the zonal hospital that is there in Bori, and all other things that are lavishly scattered around in Ogoni land. So the Ogoni people saw him and his interest in the Ogoni agenda, his support to the Ogoni people, and they gave him that title. That entitles him to become a son of Ogoni, of that ranking level, of even like a chief, just like the Supreme Council, a member of the Supreme Council, because it was given to him by the Supreme Council of Ogoni traditional rulers as the Mene Kualenu One of Ogoni land. He has done so much for the Ogoni people, and we appreciate him. And for everything we are doing, he's an Ogoni son by adoption, and he should be part of anything we are doing, aside being the governor of the state.
All right, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009 are the numbers to call. Should Rivers people have any concern at all about the governor being part of that delegation? They said he should lead. Let's have your thoughts on that. You'd like to call in 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. We're also on WhatsApp 0809030646. If you're gonna ask questions, just get straight to it, so that we can move. Thangod Atwebu says the governor is not competent to lead the delegation with the federal government on resumption of oil exploration in Ogoni land. Those kicking against Governor Wike leading delegation are all APC members. I smell more division in Ogoni land. If the stakeholders had unanimously agreed that Governor Wike should lead the delegation, so be it. My question to those calling on the governor to lead Ogoni people in their deliberation on the resumption of oil in OML 11 is, has there been any time Ogoni leaders have on their own tried negotiating but failed? Hence, they're calling on the governor to help out now. Did the Kalabari people involve the government in their negotiation when their son Belema took over OML 25? It's unfortunate that our so-called leaders have allowed politics to derail them from the real Ogoni struggle. To me, their visit to the government house was for their political meeting and not on behalf of Ogoni people. To call on the governor would have been better understood by me, but had they failed in at least three attempts to negotiate? Let me take a call now. Clever is calling from Chuba. Clever, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Yeah, good morning, my brother and the studio.
Thank you very much, Mommy.
Yeah. You made mention of Mr. Bovary and others going to Abuja to visit Mr. President. And that they are all members of the APC. is Baron Pig member of APC. I believe Baron Pig was part of the meeting in Abuja. And that was one. Two, he said the Ogun people gave a title to Wiki as Menepan made one of Ogun land. I want to ask one question. He promised the people of Kana that very day that he's going to empower all the communities in Kana LGA. What is he holding the power supply? Thank you.
All right. Yes, thank you very much. Like I mentioned, Celestine Akpobari went. Victor Jadon was also there, and Oji Ngofa and others. Yes, the delegation was led by Baron Pikin. What we are saying is that nobody should give you the political coloration. Because the president is an APC man, they were prepared to go. But when it came to the situation at home here, where the process should be driven, where the tail is falling on, they feel that the governor is of the PDP, and that is why they didn't want to come around. And that is wrong. But also, some other faction, which does not belong to that or the APC, we are part of it because we are all Ogoni people. And the interest should be holistic. So let us not give it any political correlation. Don't mind that this is in this party or this other one is in the other party. Party names are mere nomenclatures. The in thing is that what is the interest of the Ogoni people and how can we achieve this aim? And we have suffered for so long. We have struggled. People have died. They've killed a lot of people. What have we gotten? It means if the concept we have is right, which we all know is right, the modus operandi should be changed. Because we cannot follow the same procedure. We don't have to follow contracted and myopic ideas of just living only within ourselves here and leaving those who have voices to be able to talk for us. Why do things happen in this country or even all over the world and people will resort to the United Nations and ask for America and others to help us? Even in elections, they say, well, American embassy should come. British embassy should come. They should support us. Because, you know, their voices are strong. The voice of the governor is very strong in this country.
Right.
Coming to the issue of power supply, like I've been mentioned, it's a process. And I'm very sure that this process is on. The governor still has close to about 1.5 years or 2 years still in office. And they are following the procedure to be able to link everybody in Kana to the power supply as the governor promised.
All right. Justice Nomodioga. Justice, good morning.
Good morning, distinguished gentlemen. I greet your guests.
Morning.
I just want to ask a question. Everybody in River State and Nigeria at large knows Governor Wike as a strong critic of the federal government. He has never commended everything done by the federal government.
That's not true.
Should he lead the delegation of Ogoni people to the federal government, and the federal government says A or D or C, with Governor Wike accepting it?
Justice, thank you for your question. JJ is calling from Rumigbo.
Yeah, hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What I think is the problem here with the governor leading is that he said he bought 45% of the shares. For me, I think that one is not even possible in the first place because it's just like somebody, like you give somebody your car to drive for you and the person says somebody has bought into the shares of that car. I don't even see that possible. So it's like an interested man in the old thing that have his own personal interest that may not be the interest of the Ogoni people. If you see the people that have gone to Abuja, more of APC people, is it that the PDP need to go at the end of the day? What is the fight for? Because I don't think that you are thinking of the division in Ogoni land. Kagote, you have two groups. Mossop, you have about four groups. All the group in Ogoni bastardized are even into leading into serious crisis. I think that should be the first focus. Those that have gone to Abuja, all you need to do is to rally around and say, what you brought in, how do we galvanize it, how do we achieve results instead of going for the first missionary journey and another missionary journey. Thank you very much, JJ.
Dr. Fred.
Yes, thank you very much. I want to answer what the two speakers mentioned. Governor Jason Wike is not a critic of the federal government. Governor Wike can disagree with the federal government on matters of principles, not on matters of persons. It's just like he took the federal government to court over the VAT issue because he wants the River State government to control what belongs to them. He is the chief accounting officer of this state. And as the chief accounting officer, he owes to everybody in River State, whether you are PDP or APC, the duty of care. And he's doing it rightly. What he does, if the federal government does what is all right, he will tell them this is all right. And you can recall that for every month, we go to the federation account. And the federation account, yes, we can collect it for this state through his commissioner of finance. and the dispense of the funds and take care of the projects that we have on the ground. So yes, the worker have been defending this state. Okay, right now we also know that he is already in court over the Soku matter as to getting it from Baisa, because Baisa is claiming to it. He's also in court about the boundary adjustment between Malelu and Imo State as to what concerns this state. Will Governor Yesu Wike remain in power more than 2023? He will not. He will leave by May 29, 2023. So let us all look at him now. Look at what he's doing to help the state. If they are collecting VAT, will it not be to our interest? I want him to understand. I want JJ to understand that when they went to Abuja, I didn't say that APC people went there. There are some PDP people that also went there with them. Okay. But on coming down here, some people who went to the presidency of the APC divide felt that because Governor Yesu Wike is here, they don't want to come and see him to talk. And look at what happened. NPDC met Governor Yesu Wike when they started up the process and said that, look, we want to do, want to come for our exploration in River State here. But right in the meeting in Abuja, Sahara Energy were there. What is the role of Sahara Energy? So they are masquerading to come in. No, that will not be the point. Yes, so Wike told them that before you want to come and drill oil in Ogoni land, you must consult and give them certain percentage of equity. In fact, he demanded for 10. And when he said 10%, the people said, okay, we will come, we'll come back. They decided to pass through the back door. The governor is thinking about the interests of the Ogoni people. What will build the Ogoni land? What will make the Ogoni people to prosper? And that is why he wants them to do a wide consultation. My brother talked about that there are divided factions. We don't have two factions of Kagote. As far as I know, the only leader of Kagote is Emmanuel Deya, right, Honorable Emmanuel Deya, and that is the only Kagote that we have. And for most of, there might be some little bit of schemes here and there, but the question is that somebody in the class of the governor have come together and has asked us, Ogoni people, we must unite as one, we must come as a feast, and every interest and everybody must be consulted. Mm-hmm. And when it calls, that will help us. That is why. Mm-hmm. So he's acting as a catalyst to drive this process to make it a success. Not looking at people who stand and say they are NGOs, or people who carry their party bias and think that that is what will be.
All right. Let's have your thoughts. Send to WhatsApp 080-9030-6416. Facebook, we're live at Nigeria Info PH. A line to be open after the commercial. I've got Dr. Fred Parker, an Ogoni stakeholder who is also in government, and he says the governor's interest is the interest of Rivers people. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Thank you for staying to 19 minutes before 9 o'clock. Dr. Fred Parker is still here. We're talking about the governor leading the delegation, the Ogoni delegation, to the federal government on the matter of resumption of oil exploration activities on OML 11 in Ogoni land. Don Dada from Umuebulu says, I'm afraid the Ogonis will continue to be miners in River State until they take the bull by the horn. They should take responsibility and run the show themselves instead of limiting themselves. Anonymous, kindly inform the caller on OML 25 that the River State government was actually involved in negotiations which eventually settled for Belema oil. Ogoni people should know that they will not achieve any reasonable thing from Wike leading delegation. Does he have the face? I bet you Wike leading delegation with him, FG will not grant you guys access. Jerry, I see nothing in calling Rivers Wike River States. Okay, it's one. Okay. You see nothing wrong in calling Wike River State. Says kudos to the Ogonis for setting the pace that other tribes should emulate. It's obvious the governor has personal interest in OML 11. Let him open up and let Ogoni people be wise. It is wrong for the governor to lead because he has vested interest. Justice, if Ogoni people can call the governor to handle coordinated activities in their land, what stops the governor from leading them? Is the governor not the chief executive officer of the state? Maxwell is asking. Sonny Incheba says, in my opinion, I think governors should be part of the negotiation. Let there also be an international negotiator Let all forms of greed be removed from the struggle, lest it becomes a stillborn. I'm supporting River State Governor to lead the delegation for the Ogoni people. If we don't achieve our aim as Ogoni people during his tenure, the next governor will continue with us, the Ogoni people, and not Governor Wike again. Sarah Barry texts in from Port Harcourt. Is it the same governor that boasted that he will never go to Aso Rock Villa for anything that has been chosen to lead a delegation? Tony Ife is asking. If I may ask, what should be the real solution to Ogoni's distrust, confusion, and disunity among ourselves? Monday, David Dumale. Your guest is sound and knowledgeable. I commend him. But he's no saint. We've lost trust in you all. So please tell the Ogoni man in the studio that he's not saying the truth. Wike never cares about anything about Ogoni. If not, the killing Ogoni among cult groups would have, he would have come to address it. And now what I understand is that those that went to Governor Wike to lead the delegation with the federal government don't want to hear anything about kill and divide pattern in Ogoni land, and they trust the governor. That's thank God. It's the failure of the Ogoni leaders to hold a town hall meeting in Bori after the Abuja visit that is causing the exchange of words on radio. Why are leaders not meeting in Bori as done by Ken Saro? Well, Governor Wike is an interested party. He claimed to have bought 45% equity share for ML11. Some Ogoni people want to sell their birthright because of politics. How can a man with vested interest lead Ogoni people for a second missionary journey? Sir, can you mention these NGOs you're talking about? Are these NGOs the problem of Ogoni, or is there any role the NGOs have to better the life of the majority of Ogoni? Please ask Fred Packle if he's not also bringing in party bias and sentiments into the matter being discussed. He said some people of APC extraction went behind to the presidency to discuss the issue of OML. He mentioned Sahara Oil. Can he explain those who went to the governor asking him to lead the Ogonis in their negotiation if they're not PDP extraction and apologists? Please ask him if Celestine Okpobare, who said they have credible Ogoni sons to lead their delegation to federal government and oppose the move to bring governor, also an APC member. Well, that's a lot. Dr. Fred Packle, that's a lot. So the matter of interest keeps coming up again. And this matter of having credible Ogoni sons and daughters, do you think that's a slight on the Ogoni people? If they indeed do have credible sons and daughters, you mentioned some of them, national level, local level, why do they need the governor to step in?
Thank you very much. I want to appreciate all that have made their comments. And I will try to delve into making some explanations and to answer your questions. When we met with the governor, the main desire of the governor is that MPDC should have a percentage equity for the Ogoni people, which is exactly what every Ogoni man wants. Okay. The governor also directed that there should be wide consultation of all and sundry within every line and strata within the Ogoni land, like carrying everybody along. You know, a lot of people thrive in telling lies, and lies has an expiring date. You can fool some of the people all of the time, but you cannot fool all of the people all of the time. You just come up and say things negatively depending on what you have in your mind. There are people that are elected and are representing the Ogoni people, starting from councillors of the wards to the local government chairman, to the assembly people, and to the National Assembly, and all other leaders that have held positions of trust. If you look at the line of people I've mentioned, I mentioned very high-profile people. But this is a process. Somebody mentioned here that we need an international negotiator. International negotiator, what will be his own interest? Where is he coming in from? You are looking beyond, and you have people who are here who can be able to handle it. We are not saying that there are no credible Ogoni leaders. We have credible Ogoni people. The idea is that all of them, and that's what the governor is preaching for, all of us should come together. We should forget about bias or party sentiments or our different interests and come together as a feast. The governor, what he's doing is just to package us together, bringing all of us together. If the governor calls for a meeting, many people will attend than any other person calling for a meeting. We will start our meeting. It started from the presidency. It will virtually, it has entered into the government house in Port Harcourt. It will move from the government house in Port Harcourt to Bori. And it will leave from Bori to our different villages. Even in Ogoni land, it's not all communities in Ogoni that has the oil. I'm proud to say from my very area, we have so many oil wells and locations. So what we are saying is that the governor himself is not averse to the Ogoni people putting themselves together. What he's saying, he is helping to make that marriage very quick. I didn't say that only APC people went to Abuja. The team that went to Abuja involved everybody. But even while they went to Abuja, now coming back here, you have to make the process. They can't stay in Abuja and this thing are done.
Okay.
But why was Sahara Energy there? When they mentioned about Sahara Energy, we are hearing from the grapevine that they are masquerading behind the back because they want to come and drill the oil in Ogoni land.
No, but the
and you cannot.
But
you
the
cannot
NPDC just... is already going to do that, isn't it?
Is what?
NPDC.
Is what?
NPDC is going to do that.
NPDC, they don't reign, but they don't rule. Why? The question is that what was Sahara Energy doing in that place? Because Sahara Energy is playing the beats of some other people, which I don't want to come and mention here.
Okay.
But what is there is that no people can come to Ogoni and drill oil without proper consultations.
But that's the same
and that
thing
is
that...
what the governor is saying.
Okay, hold on.
Properly go home and consult the people.
Okay.
And that will help us.
Okay, someone said here that there's a difference between going to seek consult with the governor and now saying the governor should lead.
The point is that they say the governor should be part of the process. He's the governor of the state. Remember, this has brought about a lot of security breaches. That's why a lot of persons have died. And the governor is the chief security officer of the state.
So
if he falls his hand and sit down and allow people to go and struggle and fight at different points, because it's a game of interest. A lot of persons will want to come in. That's why I mentioned some NGOs. There are some individuals who will just stand and say, I have such and so organization. This is what they are saying. Somebody can just go to the radio like the popular Biafran time of Okokundem and others, say this is Radio Biafra, Inugu, and they are just carrying the Land Rover alone. One person can just stand and say, oh, this is the position of the Ogoni people. No, it's not so. The governor is saying, properly go back home. As the chief security officer, he wouldn't want anything that will bring about bloodshed or confusion or fighting.
Yes, but must he be part of the delegation for that to happen?
Not that he's a part of the delegation. When you say they should lead the delegation, your ideas and your views will be robust. This governor has a large reach out. And this is his state.
Okay.
They cannot do anything of that nature and without making recourse to the governor. And the governor will only be there until May 29, 2023.
Mm.
And after that, another governor will come. The other governor that comes will also do the biddings of the people of River State,
all right,
which Ogoni is involved.
Okay. Let's get back to some questions. If I may ask, what should be the real solution to Ogoni's distrust, confusion, and disunity? Okay, I've read that Monday on the other side. This one says, the problem facing the goodwill of Ogoni is their leaders and politicians who are causing division among them to achieve their selfish interests. Says your typical PDP member, if you may ask you, who said Governor Wike loves Ogoni people? Is it the man who destroyed the plantation done by former administration? There's another one here, which Raymond Tom Imez sent in, says, is it that there are no competent hands in Ogoni to pilot their affairs? Dele Sophie Bay, we don't need a weekend in this matter. Ogoni has notable people who can handle this better. This one says, why is he telling his Ogoni people Wike is the only man that has monopoly of knowledge to lead this movement? To me, as long as Wike will leave office in 2023, and considering the kind of politics we play in Nigeria, whatever he brings to the table now will definitely leave with him. Therefore, Ogoni people should not play this kind of gamble for their good. This one says, who sent that in? That's Henry Onoha Umba. Then we have Les Sikbako. Wike is a voice so far. Nigeria is concerned. There is nothing wrong with him to lead the delegation for the Ogoni people. Johnson Arong doesn't see any cogent reason why the governor, an outsider, should be brought into the Ogoni matter. Is it that there are no doctors, professors, or they lack the human capacity to lead the delegation? That's Ogoni's. Is the vision of governorship a yardstick or criteria for leading the stakeholders? Maybe the governor is far more intelligent than every Ogoni son and daughter. I think all we say is not all it is. Whereas there's a hidden truth. So what do you want to say to those who are still disagreed with you on this matter?
Yes, that is the point I'm trying to explain to the people. One, recognize that Governor Nyesom Wike is the governor of River State and the chief security officer of this state. And as such, anything that can bring about a security breach, his interest is there and is there to make the peace. Also know that as governor of this state, his voice is also strong. And what naturally any other person will go to ask for and they will not give attention, when he speaks about it, the attention will be massive. So his own reach out is far, he can do more lobbying. We are not saying that there are no qualified sons and daughters of Ogoni. There are. And we are saying all these qualified sons and daughters should come together as a feast, join with the governor and get it done. Now, you are saying Wike is an outsider. He is not an outsider. He is the governor of River State. And this is his own state. Ogoni is not isolated from River State. I can't isolate Ogoni from River State. Also, I told you that on the 15th of May of this year, the whole Ogonis came together and found out the performance of Yesen Wike and gave him a title of Merekwa Lenuwan, a king that does something that is good. Why did they give him that title? Has anybody contested against that title? So he is somebody that the Ogoni people value for what he has done, and they poured encomiums and kind words upon him for what he has done and what he will also do in the future. So let us not be biased to feel that, okay, Yesen Wike is here, and you don't want to talk about him, or you feel that you should not be involved.
Okay,
he is involved, and all other organizations will also be involved.
Let's just wrap this up. So now that we have some people saying we don't want this, and some other people saying we want this, where do you think this is going to lead in the Ogoni struggle?
Yes, the question I would tell the people is that for all the struggle we have made, where have we reached? Doing the same thing the same way, expecting different results, is a case of insanity. What we need to do is to change the pattern that we apply. Yes, all of us agree that there should be a paradigm shift. We should have a control of our resources, which is what the governor is asking for. And we buy into that. The Ogoni should come together as a feast. They should forget when is his party. The time for politics will come. All of us will
but
go to the political
trenches.
Nobody has
mentioned politics.
No, what I'm saying, if I say they carry political bias, don't see
the struggle.
As,
the struggle was here. Yes. I mean, the struggle has been on for decades. So
yes.
We cannot be talking bias now.
So the governor is there. So we have to question, if you say there are different factions of Mosop, there are different factions of Kagote, like somebody mentioned, which absolutely is also, the governor is putting all of us together. So everybody see and recognize that there is a sitting governor. A governor that has the audacity and the impetus and is leading the people where. That will conglomerate around him and gives us a direction. We are following up. What we are doing is like putting us together. I mentioned about five professors and more than four vice chancellors who are in this thing. Bukabari, people that have held positions of trust and people of honor. Will you say that their voices are not stronger than those that are just moving about in the village? We must get our best brains and our best people coming together and doing it, not looking at the bias that is involved. Mm-hmm. And I'm very sure Yesen Wike offers that opportunity for us to put us together and we'll go forward. This thing will not only end in the governors in Port Harcourt. We're also going back to Bori. We're going back to our different villages. And the Ogoni people should understand and know that for us to get it, we must have to take everybody, carry everybody along. And that is the idea of the governor.
Okay, we'll keep our eyes on this matter and see how it unfolds. Thank you, Dr. Fred Farko, for your time.
Thank you very much, man.
The conversation continues on Facebook at Nigeria in 4PH. Do all to join the conversation. My name is Anok Bavirate.